Replacements wrapping up that set of music. Going back to Tim for Waitress in the Sky. Here in the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, brand new music from Granddaddy. Album's called A Blue Wave. That was the first single, Water Cooler. Mysteries of Life gave us Kira's Coming Over from the Keep a Secret album. Played some Cowboy Junkies. From 1993's Pale Sun Crescent Moon with the anniversary song. Had to play that because, you know what, my own parents, yep, I didn't just hatch out of an egg. My parents are celebrating their anniversary today. So I played that for them. Happy anniversary to my parents. So Mamie Rigby started off that entire set from the, I don't know which album I grabbed. I think it was Middle Essence. Yes, it was. From Middle Essence with Summer of My Wasted Youth. And I said I'll drop the hint, and if I find out it to be true, I'll play more Amy Rigby as the day gets closer, but I heard that she might be coming to town in a month or so. So I just spread the rumors. It's not on my calendar. It's just in the rumor mill, and you're welcome, because I am that rumor mill. My name is Paul. I got to remind you of a couple things. First and foremost, don't forget that you can hear All Things Folk every Sunday from 2 to 5. What is it? It's a show that's dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, covering North America. Again, Sundays 2 to 5 here on WRCT with your host, Ken Batista. So I found out a couple things in the news, because sometimes I read the news or I hear the news, and I usually hear the news a little late because I'm not very current on things. But back on July 1st, we actually lost someone from the rock and roll world, and we lost Lori Lindeen. I can't even say her name right because I'm getting choked up. Lori Lindeen from the band Zuzu's Petals.
Strikes 10 and seventh hour of the seventh day. The seventh son was looking for a seventh day's getaway. The wood came down from a blinding light. You got one chance, baby, 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 better do it right. Well, I was driving down on the 101. It was late at night and I was thinking about the things I'd done. All of my regrets and baby, all of my fears. I was slipping the car from gear to gear to gear. Man, I really got going. I started picking up speed. I hit 135 and I had everything I need. Started shaking bad, fearing for my life. I let go of the wheel and I flew into the night.
Till the day I die.
I gotta ask, are you having an all-night Lotus party right now? Are you having an all-night Lotus party? So I'm gonna ask, and then I'm gonna tell you to play some Volcano Suns. Yeah, probably my favorite Volcano Suns song, White Elephant. Before that, how about some Sister Double Happiness? Went back to 1988 for Freight Train. Steve Wynn in that set of music as well. With Amphetamine, part of his band, The Miracle 3. Help him out with that. Scrawl from Columbus, Ohio with Charles, and start off the entire set with some Zuzu's Petals. Cinderella's Daydream from When No One's Looking. Sadly, on July 1st, we lost Lori Lindemann, the front woman of Zuzu's Petals. Unexpectedly at the age of 62. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and always appreciate when you tune in, hanging out with me, doing things like that. Have you ever been 8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find it's stranger than known? I don't even know what that means. I have no clue, but you can tune into 8 miles High with Nick and Andy on Tuesdays at 9. I think they might have been 8 miles high when they wrote that. And don't forget that Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Speck Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer hoagies and pizzas and wings and salads, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugars in their sauce and unbleached flour in the dough. They are online only for ordering, but they do offer takeout and delivery. For more information, spackbrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. Did you know it was on this day? On this very day back in 1963. So we are talking 61 years ago. Let's call it a TV magazine program debuted in the UK. Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go. I'm not in love with television. I'm not in love with the radio. I'm not in love with the kids' robe. Because I'm in love with Kathy McGowan.
nothing more.
There's nothing left to replace.
Days fly and the chance is waste.
All we can do is take today.
Force the past to quickly fade away.
All we got is this moment here.
I can taste that.
sometime. But there's something on my mind. See, I haven't been the same since a cold November day. They said we needed space, but all I found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell me? Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way on? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. If somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care. I've been around enough to know that dreams don't turn to gold, and that there is no easy way. No, you can't just run away. We have so much more than we ever had before, and no matter how I try, I can't get you off my mind. Here I am, and can you please help? Find their way on back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. If somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care for me. Now that I'm here with you, I'll never let you go. I look into your eyes, now I know. Now I know. Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way on back to the open arms of the love that's waiting there? If somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care for me. For me. Yeah! Yeah!
Me first in the Gimme Gimmes, wrapping up that set of music with their version of Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Originally a hit by Whitney Houston, who, if alive today, would be celebrating a birthday. I think number 61, actually. Before that, how about Social Distortion, 1945, because believe it or not, it was on this day in 1945 that we dropped that bomb on Nagasaki. Pittsburgh's own Rising Seas right before that with Wait and See from the War Within album that came out recently. Snatches of Pink went back to 1988 for Lazy Susan for some Snatches of Pink. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you're enjoying what you're hearing. And if you're not, guess what? I'm going to play something different soon. And by different, it will not be the songs I just played, because I just played them. You know, Animal Friends knows that older pets are not disposable. You know, pets offer us joy throughout our lives and theirs. And so Animal Friends has created an adoption program specifically designed to highlight and celebrate the homeless adult pets. It's called the Red Collar Society. Now, Red Collar adopters earn special perks and privileges. Enrich your life with a Red Collar pet today. Visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Got about 25 minutes left before... if this is an encore show, that the program's over. If this is the Friday, August 9th, 2024 show, we got about 25 more minutes before I say we're midway through the program. That's true. If you got a suggestion for a song, I do have a few requests I should get to because they are waiting to be played. But I'm making this giant mixtape for you, and got to make sure the songs fit in the right order. But if you have a request, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can always pick up the phone and try calling 412-268-WRCT. Also, don't forget, if it is August 9th and you're hearing some static or just some weird noise over the airwaves, we're aware of this, and this is an issue we are working on. It's a technical difficulty, but if you go to the stream at wrct.org, you will not hear any of the clickety-clicky noises. You will hear the mocky-mocky noises or whatever I make, because that's what I do. I make weird noises. Some sunny day real estate for you to keep your day going. It's 7 here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Stop. everything that comes out on 480. Like everything that comes out on SST. Like almost everything that comes out on Homestead. I like everything I get in the mail for free. How about that? Guys go out with new wave girls. Why do punk rock guys go out with new wave girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new wave girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new wave girls?
These days, last night there was them bowling. Some people say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes, got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything. I had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Had a dream last night about you, my friend. Had a dream I wanted to sleep next to plastic.
Did you know that tomorrow is a National Bowling Day? Second Saturday of August every year, National Bowling Day. So I played some Camper Van Beethoven, Take the Skinheads Bowling. 1985 is when that one first came out. Speaking of the 80s, how about 1989? The Mommy Heads released Acorn on Fang Records, and I went back to the WRCT archives and pulled out our vinyl copy to play you Arizona. Great Plains in that. Speaking of the 80s, I was stuck in the 80s. How many songs of those came out in the 80s? Great Plains with a letter to a fanzine, Columbus, Ohio's own Great Plains. Yet another 80s. And oh, look at that. Speaking of Columbus, Ohio, Royal Crescent Mob in that set of music too with Na 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 or Na 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 Na. I guess it just depends on where you put the emphasis on that syllable. Spin the World was the album that came out in 1989 from Royal Crescent Mob. I pulled that one off of. Again, from that RCT archives. And then from earlier this year, the Incurables from Detroit, Michigan gave us Back to Eloise. Eloise, actually the name of, I believe, like a mental health institution up in Detroit. And Sunny Day Real Estate. Oh, there we go. Stuck in the 90s. With Seven. Started off the entire set. If you are listening to an encore presentation of this program, which means you are listening and it is not August 9th, 2024... The encore presentation is coming to an end. However, if you're fortunate to be listening to a live show, which means it is August 9th, 2024, we'll be back with more music and more Viva La Mott goodness. After this, local band Baron Curve has been the background music for the duration of this program.